Creepy is proud to be a part of the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network. This show and the 31 Days of Horror is made possible thanks to our patrons. So please join me in welcoming and thanking new patrons: Raul Espinoza, Keith Hickel, Susie Headland, Tiana Atwell Gunderman, Andrew Janowitz, Big Daddy Mendez, Katie Crushar, RS, Matt Waugh, Victoria Zeffert, Say Wolf, Damian Glenn, and Jay Keen. Our patrons make this show possible. That's why for all of October 2019, new patrons at the $5 and above level get, in addition to their rewards, a limited edition Creepy Podcast refrigerator magnet to go along with their shoutouts, bonus episodes, and more. Remember, not only do they get the 31 episodes in October, but 19 additional bonus episodes. That's 50 episodes on top of the 400 Patreon-exclusive episodes they get immediate access to just for becoming members. If you'd like to see how you can support this podcast and get rewards on top of rewards for doing so, please check out patreon.com/creepypod. And after you listen to today's episode, why don't you go check out our friends at the A to Z Horror Podcast. Jake, Jack, and Mark sit around drinking beers and talking horror movies. Seriously, what's not to like about that? Check out their link in the show notes, and while you're at it, leave them a good review. No one podcasts alone. Now.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The 31 Days of Horror, Day 2. Raking Fingers. Written by user The Dark Water Diary on Reddit CreepyPod. If a healthy soil is full of death, it is also full of life. Worms, fungi, microorganisms of all kinds. Given only the heath of the soil, nothing that dies is dead for very long. Wendell Berry, The Unsettling of America, 1977. I have a new appreciation for gardening. My family never was the type to cultivate green thumbs within our bloodline. But alas, here I am. I've been told that the progression of a man's life often leads to a gaping hole. It is said that the strength and vitality youth delivers, and so quickly snatches back, leaves a large impression on largely impressionable men. Spoiled creatures unable to cope with graying hairs and dull complexions following such a vibrant previous existence. Men try to compensate in their own way. The black hole grows and demands to be filled. I've been told that I should pick up a hobby, as to not lose myself in the humdrum life of a retiree. Something to fill the long hours of the ever-stretching days, they've told me. You've been through a lot, Adam, they say. It's not realistic to assume this will be easy. Over the past few months, I've thrown myself headfirst into several hobbies upon good friends' advice. But something is still off. The black hole grows and demands to be filled. Out of all the new additions I've tried, I must admit, gardening wasn't so bad. I've been told it can be quite an aggravating hobby, not designed for the impatient of character. Mother Nature can be a fickle bitch, so to speak, demanding sweat and toil in exchange for the promise of life, only to leave the laborer empty-handed and barren after a trivial frost. Such is life, I suppose. The black hole grows and demands to be filled. I am blessed to have found that I received a sort of immediate gratification from the hobby. No need to wait around for the highly coveted green sprout seedlings to make an appearance. No. I'm just as content to wade through in the dirt a while, to be honest. The calm I find from simply sticking my hands down into the solid, cold soil and feeling it break apart willingly as I wiggle my fingers fills me with a momentary, yet powerful, sense of serenity. I feel rooted to the earth. My whole life is started to feel like such a whirlwind, and day to day, it's taken everything I have stored away just to lift my feet and tired body out of bed. Needless to say, feeling such peace is a welcomed relief, but I was so damned short-lived. The feeling seems to fade with each experience. The black hole grows and demands to be filled. I'm currently sitting Indian style in the garden with my new diary. It's a bit mud-speckled at this point, but still a fine leather-bound specimen. My daughter recently bought it for me after the passing of my wife, and suggested I use it to expel grief and any feelings I found troubling. Honest question, but when does the knee technically tip to the left side of troubling when one is dealing with such a new void, especially after living a generally full life? I have to say, it is interesting how, as we age, our children become what we were once to them. I'll never get used to the idea of my needing my children to survive, but I guess I need to try. My daughter is worried about me. This has become more apparent. She comes around weekly to perform checkups. I have what some would call a bit of a history when it comes to my psychological well-being. Nothing serious. My wife knew the darkest parts of me and kept me in the light as best she could. My daughter has been in the dark about my psychological past until this point. My wife was gifted at keeping my troubles between ourselves and off the worry list of our daughter. I feel myself losing light a bit without my wife to hold my head above water. But nothing too serious. My daughter notices, however. Sometimes it is easy to slip into the dark. The black hole grows and demands to be filled. I'm sitting Indian style in the garden right now. Did I mention that? Oh yes, maybe I did. I'm losing track of my focus a bit, so please forgive me. It rained last night and the earth is wet and soft. I've brought with me a bin of bulbs to push into the ground and a few scattered seeds to sow, but they sit beside me in a small pile along with my trusty gardening companion. He's a beautiful little beagle that's been in the family for years and by my side from the start. It's been a relief to have a companion through this experience. I've never been one to try new things alone. My friend seems to sense this and is always eager to join me for gardening duties, tail wagging and feet prancing at the sight of my shovel. I've decided to take a short break after sliding into what my daughter might define as a troubling experience. This feels like something I'm supposed to document. It happened about 15 minutes ago. It was 2 in the afternoon when I came out here. How can it be dark? Maybe it's later. That's irrelevant. Not important. What is important is that I've just had an incident. A loss of time and memory replaced by a dark dream. I've had these before in some darker times of my life, but this was vivid. Incredibly vivid. I'm fearing what I saw has worked its way into my mind like embossed letters in gravestone. Permanent. Unrelenting. I tend to have trouble letting ideas go. My wife told me that. She said, obsessing, Adam. That's what it's called. Though I thought of it as passion. It wasn't worth the argument when she was still around. The dark lets you see the light. Maybe I'll let myself slip a little deeper into the dark. I need to figure out what I've just seen. There's some meaning here that I need to decipher. It's been exhilarating. The black hole grows and demands. Filled up the ground in a panic. My hands coated in mud as gray as ash and sludge. I'm covering his snout and ears now and crying because I can't remember why the deed was done, but now know more strongly than ever that it needs to finish. It needs to be finished and buried and hidden. It doesn't feel complete with my best friend's body resting below ground and his whimper silence forever while I remain panting and full of life 6 feet above. Maybe next I'll try the black. Grows as I dig further and further into the twin rectangles next to my first. My hands are tired and sore. All the more reason I have to finally take a break. I let my body fall backward onto the grass, which is wet with morning dew, and sends a chill up my spine. After such a long night toiling in the dark, the morning sun slips into my eyes like needles. It's too much. I lift my body up, squinting with a hand to my brow, and lean forward to peer down into the depths. All is much deeper than I imagined it would be. I crawl down, testing the size and sturdiness. The dark closes in as I lower my head under the grass line, and I am overcome by an immediate sense of calm. The four dirt walls are elbow width, and I find that I must pull my feet in under my knees. However, the depth is 6 feet under, and to the panes of the wood above, I feel sweetly numb. I close my eyes and let the darkness take over. The black hole grows, and I woke up to the fall of soft rain, wishing I could just sleep without interruption. But I've been down here for 3 days now, and my body is beginning to protest. My stomach rumbles with a growl that seems to creep to my eardrums. It's physically painful, to my surprise. The emptiness is a feral animal clawing at my insides in panic to bring anything to its center. Leaning my head against the side of the earthen wall, I push my eyes closed hard as the pain washes over in a wave, then resides in a spasm. Without conscious thought, my hands move to the sides of the walls and rakes its fingers downward against the ashy wall. The soil gathers and falls off between my fingers. I take a small clump between two cold fingers, feeling my jaw unhinge as my hand moves to my mouth. I take two fingers and roll the clump over my tongue to the back of my throat. My eye feels wide and my hands unsure, but I continue. I don't swallow quickly, instead letting the muddy clump fall back into my throat and into oblivion. Fistful of soil shoved against my mouth now, hand first covering my lips and all five fingers pushing inside, jaw unhinging again to let the soil stack and fall over the back of my tongue. This feels warm and right. I cough reflexively at the small piece of rock scraping along, but soon my throat gives in and adopts the numbness of my mind. I feel full of the earth, and the earth is full of me. I sit in my little black hole and let the dirt sit in me. It is a wonderful trade, and my hands again begin to rake the earth down from the cold wall to my right. Soil sprinkles around my legs softly at first, and in a large crescendo as clumps tumble down in heaps. My legs become less and less visible, the tightness covering them and bringing about that feeling again. Euphoric. I am disappearing, and it is everything. From inside out and the outside in, I pinch a bit more dirt and push it into my ear canal. There. The auditory reminders of the world above are no more. I pinch a bit more and push it in further in with my middle finger. There's pain, but then I succumb to the familiar numbness once more. I don't know what I'm doing. This dance is unfamiliar to me, but the voice in my head knows the steps and soothes my mind. Keep going, keep digging, down, down, down. There is a small black hole to my left, where I last scraped up a scoopful, and it demands. Filling my mouth to the brim, jaw wide, pushing in both ears now, I am crying, but it is okay. No big deal. It will be over soon. I can feel it. Actually, I feel paralyzed with fear, but the voice knows it will be over soon and whispers on repeat. Hands grab at the dirt and shove more into my nostrils, no longer connected with the air of the earth. Only with the dirt. Only with the ground. I am never to be found. Never to be empty and alone without light. Adopting the dark refusal to fight. In with the earth, out with my life. I find solace in the earth. Filled my cup to the brim. I am no longer Adam. I am no longer him.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license. Some rights reserved, unless otherwise stated.